Okay, so welcome everyone to today's call. And today we are closing portals. And we are closing entity portals, not just all or any portal. Okay, what are portals? You know, some of you are new to this work. Some of you have been dealing with portals for a very long time. So portals are these entry and exit points for spiritual energy to come and go from other dimensions. And how do these portals emerge? Well, a lot of times they come from a large change in energy. Maybe there's a huge geological event that created a hole in two worlds or dimensions. Strong atmospheric events can also create portals. We as humans can also intentionally or unintentionally create and open up portals. Isn't that fun? But those that do it intentionally are doing it to cause harm a lot of the times. At least that's been my experience. So when these portals open up, energy can be magnified for you, your loved one, your home, maybe other areas of your life, okay, your finances, your relationships. Things may be magnified, and they could go either way. They could go towards a positive way, or they could go towards a negative way. But like I said earlier, not all portals are bad, right? Because there's some beautiful portals. Portals are like vortexes of energy, right? And there's about, I think there's like 22 portals in Asheville, North Carolina alone. Sedona has some portals. Colorado has portals. There are portals everywhere, right? Mount Shasta, there's portals there. So there are those beautiful high energy, high vibration light portals. Okay, some people go through portals in their meditation. However, we also have to be aware that there are portals that do create negative energies, that do bring in negative energies. And that's what I'm guided to close for you today, because we're done. We're done having chaos in our lives due to these portals that we may not even be aware of. So negative spirits can frequently come through certain portals, and I have seen people pick up negative energies by visiting certain portals. So you have to be very careful. And the reason that negative energies come through is because the astral layer closest to the physical plane, okay, even the earth has layers of energy. It has an energy field, that electromagnetic field, but it's made up of layers of field, just like our body is. So the one closest to the physical plane is full of lower astral beings and energy because they love to hang out there. Okay, so you may notice if you have a portal open in your home, maybe a large electrostatic field is very evident to you, because what's happening is that it's generating too much voltage. Maybe every time you touch something, you feel a shock. Or things are blowing out. You may notice you're having a lot of health issues. If there's a portal open or somebody in your home is having health issues. So, portals can be open from parallel lives, past lives, other dimensions that can come into your life. And so we are going to clear all of that today. So what I want you to do right now in this moment is I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to drop into your heart space. And let's start by calling in your guide team and my guide team today. Asking them to be here with us, surrounding us with protective white light, as we do our work today. Grounding your energies. And take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. As I clear your space, feel the lightness, feel the warmth of your guides, feel them protecting you and holding you. Feel safe as you let go resistance, doubts, fears, expectations, and limiting beliefs. All right, so let's start with closing any portals in your home. Mirrors, water filters, water faucets, toilets, doorways, windows, the grounds, the property, the cold areas of your home. And any other areas that come to your mind at this time, let's go ahead and close those portals now. Closing all portals in your workplace. All negative energy portals only. Okay, closing all negative portals around transportation, whatever form of transportation you use. Okay, let's go ahead and close all negative portals in and around you that are throwing out negative energies within you. Anything that's affecting your mind, body, soul, and spirit. Closing all negative portals that are around your loved ones, in and around them. Okay, closing all portals that are entering our realm and harming animals, plants. Humans. The earth. Clearing and closing all negative portals that feed on negative emotions because they stimulate people and animals to create situations where they encounter all this hostility, pain, suffering, grief, anger, fear. And this is what these dark energies feed upon. So let's close all those portals. this seems to be a big one. So let's go ahead and clear and close all portals, all negative portals that are open in your parallel life. That's something that's coming up very strong for you guys. So let's close that. Sometimes when you have no idea where things are happening, why things are happening, why it is the way it is, a lot of times what I find is there's a parallel lifetime that's taking place where you're experiencing different experiences that are affecting you here. Okay, let's go ahead and close all the portals that you brought in from a past lifetime that you have kept open because maybe you've noticed things happening since you were in womb or as a child. Things may just not be right. So clearing and closing all portals, all negative portals from past lifetime. And with that, let's go ahead and close all portals, all negative portals you have made contracts with. You can make contracts with portals. It's quite interesting how energy works. We can do anything. We are creators, manifestors, and we can create anything we want. So, yes, you can have contracts with portals, with dark energies, and you can bring them into this lifetime. And now closing all portals from all lifetime, space, dimensions, realms, whatever we want to call it. Let's clear, 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 close, close, close. Whew. And now I'm going to ask Saint Germain to be here with all of us with this violet plane. And going even deeper, clearing all entity portals, closing them all up with his violet flame. Continue to breathe. Imagine this flame just clearing. Okay, take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. Balancing all of your chakras. Aligning your hara line. Surrounding you in a beautiful bubble of light. And so it is. Thank you to your guide team. Thank you to my guide team. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. Take another nice deep breath in. Notice how you feel. Notice how your surrounding feels. Move yourself around a little bit. Come back into your bodies. Okay. So if you want a mini healing, please do press star 2 to raise your hand, as we have about 25 minutes or so. It's star 2 to raise your hand. And if you have questions in the Q&A, I'll be more than happy to answer those as well. Before we continue, I just want to mention that you guys have done wonderful in clearing and setting your intention for the 14 days of healing. And we still have till tomorrow. So please set your intention. If something new has come up for you, set the intention for that to be cleared too. Okay? And if you enjoy the clearings, come check out the membership program, okay? If you'd like to learn to do what I do have a course coming up, which you probably have been receiving emails for because we are closing the doors on May 1st. So if you are interested in the mentorship program and wanting to become a medical intuitive, set up a 15-minute appointment or email me, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you about it, okay? So let's get to questions. Let's go ahead and the first person, 447 area code, you are unmuted. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
What's your name?
Hello there. It's Abdul.
Oh, hi, Abdul. How are you?
All right.
Good.
Oh, just
tell me, what could I help you with?
I just, it's been going fine, really. I'm just having a nightmare. It's all good. Since I joined, well, nightmares rather than dreams. Like I told you, I have been having dreams.
Oh, and, yes.
Like premonitions or whatever. And it's just one dream that really bothers me. I keep seeing myself locked up in prison. I'll put the question just in case. Just in case I didn't. And it's dreaming, really. I'm still dreaming. It's just nothing. I mean, also saving people, something like that. And, you know, like from zombies. It's like that.
Okay. So and, nightmares. How often do you have this particular dream?
Well, I dream every night, one or two dreams. Obviously, I wake up in sweat, traveling. Ah. I don't know whether my spirit is traveling. Or so this particular one is three times now since I've joined the your program. And, it's like somebody's locked me up and they won't leave me.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and do some clearing because this is the very first thing. As soon as you said locked up in a prison and nightmares and the fact that you are traveling, okay, you are traveling, your body's traveling, and you're waking up in a sweat, it is coming in from a past lifetime where you were in a prison, and you're feeling that way somewhere in your life right now. Something is going on in your life where you kind of feel stuck, okay, where you're feeling like you're locked down, like you don't have the freedom to move around, and it may be coming from your career or somewhere in a relationship or a career is what I'm getting, okay, where you kind of feel stuck. You feel like a prisoner. Okay?
Yes.
So let's go ahead. Yeah, so let's go ahead and clear some of that energy and open up that space for you so that you can find that freedom that you're looking for in those areas, okay? And if it is your career or a relationship, I want you to take a deeper look as to what you can open up and lighten up there. Okay? We need to lighten something up there. And you know it. You know what it is. So let's go ahead. And if you need. Yep. So if you need more. Yeah. So let's go ahead and clear the seventh, fourth. Yeah. There's a hole in the seventh and fourth layer of the energy field. Let's close that up. Okay, I'm going to go to the brain where the dream-based center is. And let's go ahead and work on that. Let's go ahead and close up the portal that is hindering somewhere in your career.
Okay.
It's almost like it's got a heart. That's what's interesting about this portal. It opens and closes, and it's actually you opening and closing this. So you've got your hands on this portal. It's like your heart. Yeah, it's like your heart. This is quite interesting. All right, let's go ahead and get your hands off of that thing. All right. Okay, let's go ahead and close that portal up. Whew, a lot of heart-centered energy there. Abdul, there's a lot of heart-centered energy there. Use the 24/7 protection and use the holes, repairing holes and tears. I want you to use those two MP3s, okay? And you guys are going to get a special offering on one-on-one sessions. I've never offered it before. So take advantage of that. okay, if you want, take advantage of that. And if you do decide to do that, email me so I could get you guys in earlier, okay?
Okay.
So, because right now I do not have an opening until the end of July, so just email me if you take advantage of it, book it, and then email me, okay? And I'll get you in earlier. All right, love. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, let's see. 323 area code. Is this Melissa?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Joya, and I am a shaman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I have a tendency to, with every client, because, you know, I'm going deep into their lifetimes and into their spells and curses and all these things, and I seem to take so much through my body. And I ask and beg the angels to help, and I clear myself. I go to a lot of healers. I go to workshops, all kinds of things, and I still seem to transmute that stuff through my body. Am I a portal? What is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So you've decided, you've made a contract that you would be a portal for everyone else's crap. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. So let's go ahead and so basically what I'm seeing, Joya, is like these holes, like these portals. You've got mini portals, okay, all over. There's like all over, and they're practically within the organs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead, and I'm seeing about five of them, all right?
Oh, my goodness.
So let me go ahead and see if we can start the closing process. Whew, one is definitely in your heart. There's a big one right in the heart, and then the other four are, like, right around there. In the lungs, the spleen, the gallbladder, the liver. Okay.
Unbelievable.
I know, the creators that we are.
I'm sure this goes back to lifetimes.
Well, you were a shaman in many, many lifetimes.
I know.
You were like a king and a queen, and like you were the head of a lot of the shaman tribes, actually.
I know.
And there's... I see arrows in these areas, too, where you have been shot or killed in those spots. So that's what's creating those portals.
Okay. Yeah.
It just left those wounds. It's like leaving the wounds open. Okay?
Okay. I still get a lot of that.
Okay, I feel like I need to do a lot more work here, but let me see what how far I could get, because I feel like I need to go back to those lifetimes and kind of close those wounds one by one, but it's going to take me a little while, so I don't have that much time, but let's see what I can do right now, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, let me know if you sense anything, because you are very sensitive, so I just want to make sure you're okay.
I'm good.
Okay. And while I'm working on you, I just want to let everyone know, whoever needs these energies, they are working for you as well. Okay, so I'm not just working on one person, I'm working on everyone. Okay. How are you doing?
Good. Feels much more peaceful.
Good. All right. See how you do in the next 24 hours and then email me, okay? Let me know how you're doing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, I'm just going to go over to the Q&A really quick. All right, Trudy, or Trude, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing your name right, but hi, people, can you please see if any psychic attacks around me and my family? Thank you. Yeah, so let's, oof. So, Trude, I'm feeling it in your back. Almost as if there is an entity like covering you, like almost like hugging you from the back. You know how somebody gives you a bear hug from the back? That's what this thing is doing to you. And it's almost like it's giving me a headache. So I don't know if you get headaches, but on the right side, I could feel something going on in the brain area. So let's go ahead and clear that. And I don't know if you have a daughter, but she's got something attached to her. Let's go ahead and clear her. Okay, there you go. All right, there's a portal in your doorway too, so let's clear that. Actually, your daughter is creating this. She's attracted to it for some reason. Okay. All right, Trudy, see how you do. Let me know. Send me an email at deepalshaw@anandaforlife.com. I want to know how you are doing, okay? All right. Jennifer, good morning, people. May I please have a clearing? All right. Let's see. Jennifer, let's go ahead and clear any portals right up on top of your house. There's a huge portal. And it looks like a brand new portal. It's not an older portal. This is something new. I don't know if you've noticed anything going on in the home or relationship-wise, but let's go ahead and clear this. Roland, after listening to the MP3s, how will I know if I still have cords or entities around? All right, Roland, so you'll know because something that you were looking to shift may not have shifted, okay? Certain things will shift, transform. Look for this on all levels of your being. Maybe your mood has shifted. Maybe your relationship has shifted. Maybe your finances have shifted. Like, take a look in your life. What is happening? If nothing seems to shift, make sure that you get a one-on-one, because maybe we need some deeper clearing. Okay, guys, please, please, please take advantage of the special pricing if you have not had a one-on-one. All right, if nothing has shifted yet, there is a reason, okay? Sometimes these cords or entities or different forms of psychic attacks may be hounding you and do not want to leave. And so I need to get in there and clear that, okay? And so the second question is, will they be able to come back? Now, the ones we clear should not come back. The ones that are present right now should not come back. Now, I have somebody asking, it's an anonymous, and let's see. I have joined the class late, so I didn't get to ask a question, sexual trauma. I keep getting the information from different readers about being a victim of sexual torture. I have no memory of this, but I am afraid and have never trusted men in general. Also, I've been told by different readers that my uncle abused me. Again, no recollection. But I wonder that on some level, this has had an effect on me. So, with sexual trauma, what happens is that even though you may not remember it, we don't need to bring it back to the surface. Okay, we don't need to recall it. All right, if you're feeling different around your uncle, if the energies feel different, then you know there may be a possibility that something did happen. So, on some level, yes, this will affect you. Notice if you're more controlling in certain things. Notice if you're OCD, you know, if you're obsessed about something. Notice if you have any depression or grief that just randomly comes up. Anxiety. And the reason you don't trust men is, yeah, somewhere along the line, there was trust that was broken. Whether it be, it was definitely a family member, but was it sexual? I'm not sure. So let's go ahead and clear that sacral area. And let's clear it for everyone. Let's go ahead and clear from all lifetime, space, and dimensions any kind of sexual trauma, any mistrust, because I'm also feeling that this energy is coming in from a past lifetime where sexual torture or trauma may have occurred, and therefore you just don't trust men. That is one of the biggest reasons. There's a limiting belief about men. Let's clear that. Okay. Let me know how you do, sweetheart. I know you had other questions, too, about parasites. Just go ahead and contact me, and maybe we could set up an appointment, okay? All right. So I'm going to answer one more question. Cassie says, can you tell me if I have any implants or portals? I have buzzing in my ears and feel energy in my head. All right. So on the right side, there is an implant, and it's almost like there's a portal right at your ear. So, guys, we do have portals in our body. And ears are one of them, where negative energies can get in. We always want those positive energies to get in, right? But I'm talking about entities and implants, so psychic attacks can enter any of the portals within your body. So let's go ahead and clear all implants, all forms of psychic attacks at this time from the ears and anyone that is experiencing ringing in the ears or buzzing in the ears. All right, let me know how you do there. All right, I'm going to go back to the phone lines. And let's see. 780 area code.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. Hello. Surprise.
Hello. What can I help you with?
Mine is to do more with like body pains. I have noticed in the last 2 weeks, which would be corresponding with your work, that I have had an improvement, that I have a lot of sort of right lower back, right hip, up under the ribs, actually, the waist area pain. And I wonder if there's anything I should or could do about it.
Do you do yoga?
No, Tai Chi I do.
Oh, you do Tai Chi. I feel like you need to do yoga and stretch that out. Mm. Like, it feels like that's just coming from, did you get hurt or anything? Was there any kind, or did it just pop up one day?
Oh, no, it's been for many years. I wasn't a car accident.
Oh, it's been
for
years.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And it's in varying degrees. Some of them enough to be off work for a while, like with the limping and trouble walking stuff. But right now it's not that way.
Did I work with you before? Did we do a one-on-one session about this?
No, have not.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name, sweetheart.
My name is Barb.
Okay, Barb. Okay, I'm just going to go under the ribs, and I'm just going to clear an implant that's showing up. You know, the trauma from the car accident is still there in that genetic makeup. Which created this implant in the cells right under the rib cage. There's a shift in the skeletal system, too. Let's see if we could align your spine and your pelvis. Whew. And your diaphragm. Do you notice you have a hard time breathing? Okay, I guess so.
Well, I don't breathe as deeply as, yeah, it's shallow.
Yeah.
I thought it was from smoking. Did quit that a long time ago.
Yeah, let's go ahead and clear all the trauma energy. Was that your very first accident?
Well, it's fairly major. It was, cross chest injury. It did affect my spine a bit, But I did have polio as a child, so I have some right-sided weakness, although to look at me, you wouldn't know.
Right. Okay. Was it your fault or someone else's?
Someone else's. Yay.
Yeah. That's when it's really tough, whether it's your fault or someone else's, but especially when it's someone else's, because, you know, there's a lot of anger stuck there, right?
I actually never felt that. But, well, yeah, no.
Because you stuffed it.
Oh, that could be.
You just decided to compartmentalize it because even as a child, you used to do the same thing. It's just easier to just, you know, let it be. See if you could take a deep breath in for me now. Let's just do it really slowly. And see how that feels.
I guess a little deeper than normal.
Okay.
There is an area sort of mid-back, just below bra line, where if I take a deep breath or cough or sneeze, that it's a pain thing, goes through my body.
Yeah.
Told it was a disc, a degenerative disc, but I don't know if that's so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm just injecting some energy through there to help you breathe better, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And open up that diaphragm and open up the lungs, open up the heart space, and so it is. All right. If we don't have a one-on-one, take advantage of the one-on-one session, then I want to work a little deeper with you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome, sweetie. Okay. All right, 205 area code. Hello, Birmingham.
Hello, is that me?
How
do I talk?
Yes, it is. You're talking.
Thank you.
You're
for
welcome.
Call.
You're welcome.
I wanted to ask about me and my daughter about if we are if it's the clearing, because I have had a one-on-one with you. And things have really shifted. And I just wanted to know if this may be just more energy clearing for us. Her feet has started to swell. And, I'm in my stomach feels like it's swelling. Like I can actually, and I don't, we tried to rule out gas, but.
Right.
But I'm just
stay off the cruciferous vegetables.
yes. So that was something that, I was just wondering if that was just the result of it or if you saw anything going on as far as in our digestive, abnormal that could be causing the swelling, because that's totally unusual for my daughter.
Right. When did it start?
A couple of weeks ago. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, we were in the car and she got out and she couldn't walk on them. They were just that swollen. And they did it once again. And I don't know, like, I can't, determine a specific time or what could be causing it. And then the other day, they swelled up really bad again.
Okay, so what I'm seeing is, of course, I am seeing a clearing, but I'm just going to open up the lymphatic system because the lymphatic system is what is, it's clogged up, okay? It's
okay.
Not releasing these energies properly. So,
okay.
And I have seen when people clear, I have seen swelling happen in the belly area,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And so just allow that to go. It'll pass, okay?
Okay.
So let's go ahead and open up that lymphatic system.
Okay.
And if you do not have the lymphatic system MP3, make sure you grab that from my website, okay?
Okay. Okay.
So, because that's going to be important right now for you
and
your daughter.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So let's see. Okay, I'm clearing both of you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I want you to see how you do in the next couple of days, okay? And then let me know by the end of the week how it goes, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's been great.
Yeah.
So
you're so welcome.
This is just one of the many things. You know, I sent you an email like, more great news yesterday.
I know. Yes, 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 yes. Sharonda, right?
Yes, that's me.
Yes,
yes. So I think I'm like on the second or third great email I've sent to you since our one-on-one. So,
yes. Well, congratulations on the car.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, I appreciate taking my call today as well.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Okay,
I'll talk to you soon, love. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, guys, I know we are a little bit past our time. I might grab one or two more people, and then I have to go. But again, for those of you who did not get a chance to work with me, please do take advantage of that special pricing. And again, if you are wanting to continue your spiritual journey, there is that membership, health clinic group membership. Okay, take a look at that on my website at anandaforlife.com. And if you want to learn to do what I'm doing to help yourself or others, I do have that mentorship program where we do have a few spots left. So take advantage of that, okay? Let's see. I'm just going to look really quick. Anne is asking, Deeple, can you check the portals in my house and land? Thank you. All right. So the first thing that comes up for you, Anne, is the land. And anyone that has portals open in the land, let's go ahead and close those. Whew, there's about four portals. Let's go ahead and close all of those. They're actually in every corner, all four corners of your home. So let's go ahead and close those portals. They are spewing out negative spirits, not entities, but spirits. Okay, let's go ahead and clear and close those. And clearing out all the spirits that are there. Okay, let's go ahead and close a portal in your home, almost in the kitchen area, around the stove, in the wall. Okay, there's some dark energies coming out of that. Let's go ahead and clear that and close it. All right, let me know how you do, sweetheart. Alina says, how long will this clearing last? It should last forever, Alina. At least that's my intention for this call. Okay, now if new portals open up, or if you open new portals up intentionally or unintentionally, or somebody in the family does, you know, then we need to clear those, and that's why you have the package, okay? And that's why you have this call. So that will be wonderful that you can access this, okay? So if you have any other questions, please do let me know. And you know what, guys? I know I always get asked, okay, so once this is done, we're done, right? Like, I'm done, I'm free, I'm clear. Yeah, you are. At the present moment, yes, you are. However, just like the aches and pains in your body, sometimes they come back and you need to go get a massage or a chiropractic adjustment or whatever it may be. So it's the same thing with energy healing. And that's why I have the membership program where you do get continuous support. Okay? So take a look at that again. If you are looking for continuous spiritual clearing and support, please take a look at that. Let's see, June. You said that there were four implants and entities. Are they still there? June, I'm not sensing anything. You seem pretty clear right now. I'm just tuning in. Yeah, I'm not getting anything. You seem pretty clear. So what I want you to use is the 24/7 protection. Okay? Let's go ahead and see. Okay. So Anonymous, who wants to know about the three Reiki symbols that are embedded and reactivated numerous times, can they be portals? So I want you to please schedule an appointment or something so we can go over all of these questions. Angela, I'm open to healing today, please. Let's go ahead and do a clearing in the temples. That's where I'm guided to. Clearing, clearing, clearing. Whew. Okay, the right ear. Let's go ahead and clear that. Okay, beautiful. All right, so that is all that we have time for today. And I really do hope to connect with all of you very soon. I thank you all for being here on these three wonderful, powerful group calls that we have had. If you would like to set up a 15-minute appointment, it is free meet and greet consultation. Please do so at anandaforlife.com. Especially if you have not had a session, allow me to guide you. Okay? And if you are interested in the mentorship program, again, please set up a 15-minute appointment. It is free, and so please do set that up. I will be happy to talk to you and guide you. All right? So thank you guys for being here. Namaste. Lots of love and light to all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.